Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is, Are We Capable? Let's pray. Father, we come today ready to receive. Thank you that your word is a light and a lamp, Father. We choose to receive what you have for us today, not only to hear it, Father, but to do it, to apply this message to our lives so we can be a greater blessing to you and the body of Christ. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, we're going to talk today about this topic. Are we capable? Oftentimes, us Christians think that we are not capable of doing things for God, especially the tough things. But think about Moses. He felt very incapable of doing what God asked, and in the natural, maybe he was. But that really doesn't matter, does it? Because God works with us. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Maybe our excuse is that I can't talk to people, or I don't know enough about the Bible yet to talk to people. Or maybe we say we don't have enough money to do anything for God, and the list goes on and on. Whether we feel capable or not, God says that we are, and we just have to choose to obey His calling. Let's start today in Exodus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 in the Amplified Bible. One day after Moses had grown into adulthood, it happened that he went to his countrymen and looked with compassion at their hard labors, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his countrymen. 12, he turned to look around, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. Folks, think about this. God called this murderer to be one of his key people in his plan for Israel. You know, in the natural, we'd say, well, there's no way we couldn't do this. That guy's unqualified. He's already murdered someone and so on. But God looks at the heart, and he said that Moses was capable and qualified. Now, Exodus chapter 3 in the New King James Bible, Moses at the burning bush. 1. Now Moses was tending the flock with Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Folks, that would be impossible in the natural, wouldn't it? A burning bush that's not being consumed. But with God, all things are possible. And he wanted to get Moses' attention to let him know that he was calling him into service. Now, verse 9. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. 11. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? My friends, not the glaring response that God would have liked there, right? Yes, Lord, thank you for picking me. I'm ready to go. No, Moses said, Who am I that I should do this thing? But God sees the heart, and we have to know that if God calls us to do anything in our lives, that we're capable of doing whatever He asks us to do. What is it that you and I is being called by God to do right now? Exodus chapter 4 in the New King James, verse 1. Then Moses answered and said, But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, The Lord has not appeared to you. Verse 10. Then Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue, heavy or dull of tongue, cannot talk very well. My friends, there goes the excuses again. Well, what if they say this? The Lord hasn't appeared to you. But don't you know, Lord, that I'm not an eloquent speaker? And you and I can make the same excuses if we allow ourselves to do that. Now verse 11. So the Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? 12. Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. Folks, what a great example for you and I. When God calls us to go help somebody, to go speak into somebody's life, to go witness to somebody, He can speak through us. He created our mouth. He can teach us what to say. And we may not even realize that He's the one speaking through us. We just have to choose to be obedient. Now, 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 through 6 in the New King James, David, Bathsheba, and Uriah. Verse 1a, it happened in the spring of the year at the time when kings go out to battle. Verse 2, then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold. Verse 3, so David sent and inquired about the woman, and someone said, Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? 4. Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity, and she returned to her house. 5. The woman conceived, so she sent and told David and said, I am with child. 6. Then David sent to Joab, saying, Send me Uriah the Hittite. And Joab sent Uriah to David. My friends, think about David. He could have been thinking about this is, there's no way that I can recover from this great evil that he did. And it was evil. But again, God looks at the heart. He knows none of us are going to be perfect. Of course, he calls us to live a holy life. But he knows sometimes that we'll mess up. And David could have said, there's no way I'm capable of doing anything after this great evil that I did. But he pressed forward with God, and he repented, and God continued to use him moving forward. Now, 1 Samuel 13 and 14 in the New King James, But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be a commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you. Now, Acts 13, 22, And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom he also gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Folks, God saw David's heart, and he knew David was going to mess up. God knows everything before it even happens. But see, it's a great example to all of us. If we've messed up at some point in our life, even yesterday or today, we can continue to move forward with God, because God's mercies are new every day. Now, Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6 in the Amplified, the conversion of Saul. 1. Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord and relentless in his search for believers, went to the high priest. 2. And he asked for letters of authority from him to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any man or woman there belonging to the way, believers, followers of Jesus, the Messiah, men and women alike, he could arrest them and bring them bound with chains to Jerusalem. 3. As he traveled, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, displaying the glory and majesty of Christ. 4. And he fell to the ground and heard a voice from heaven saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting and oppressing me? 5. And Paul said, Who are you, Lord? And he answered, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. 6. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what to do. My friends, and you know the rest of the story, Saul became the great apostle Paul. He was persecuting Christians. He was doing evil things. But yet God saw Paul, who was formerly Saul, for what he could be. I'm sure that Saul felt very incapable of doing anything for God because of all the wickedness he had done. But Paul followed God, and he did great things for the kingdom. He was not only capable, but he was a blessing to the Lord and did great things for the kingdom. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful that you show us, you tell us that we are capable. We can do anything, Father, that you call us to do, because we can do all things through you, because you strengthen us, Father. Thank you for helping us. We repent when we've missed you, Father, and choose to press forward with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com. Folks, we love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.